escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The crowd was singing high, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes. I feel a little less alone.
Yo, it is another edition of the Dios Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Celebrate responsibly. It's Miller time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. I screwed it up, just like the Phillies freaking screwed it up, Fritzy. A week and a half ago, we're sitting here. We're burning boats. The best series of the freaking season. 46 runs. Everyone's striking everyone out. Like, it was just magic. And then we get the worst series of the season. What a house of freaking horrors. Like, honestly, Jack, I don't want to play there in the playoffs. Like, they can come here. That's fine. I don't want to go there. I'd rather go to LA. How crazy is that? How insane is that? I would rather play the Dodgers in LA than play the Mets in New York. What the hell, man?
Yeah, because they're cheating. There's simply no other way to explain the nonsense that goes on
Spike
up there.
Spike would be so proud of you right now. Spike
Thank
would
you.
Be so proud.
Thank you. Thank you. It's pretty ridiculous in my opinion. All of a sudden, they've been horrible with runners in scoring position all season. Now they're hitting .550 for a series. Come on, man. Joan Duran, four hits for the first time in his career without recording in and out. They're on every single pitch. Chris Sanchez, all of a sudden, they're not chasing anything. They're totally in the zone. I mean, they must have something on the Phillies pitchers. And a lot of tongue in cheek. But I think they legitimately do have something on a lot of these Phillies pitchers, and that's something they got to correct. I don't know if you know that's gotten into their head, but that ballpark is the worst, and I don't look forward to playing there. They may never win there again, but overall, with a lot of time to think about it, because that one was over early yesterday. Mm-hmm. Just
you're on to the Braves. You're good.
We're on to Atlanta. We're on to Atlanta. A minor pit stop. You know, I guess the boats, right? We dropped anchor for a little bit. You know, we're just gonna take it down a notch. But there's real concern. I think some real concerns with them. Yeah. But I guess I just have this overall trust that they're gonna, not to use another ship reference, but right the ship.
Oh, okay.
Like they've played too good of baseball against enough good teams for me to freak out, because in six games at Citi Field this year, they've played like dog crap. Now, if they play in the postseason and they lay down again, and by the way, it's the Mets seem like they cannot wait to play the Phillies, which is incredibly annoying. Like they
can't wait to get the hell out of New York. That's
man, when it was 4-0 after the Vientos home run, they could not.
Over. They were as cooked as you could be.
They could not get out of Citi Field fast enough. But I just, man, obviously we circled this series. We were excited for this series. It was a one where you want them to go up and meet the moment. They didn't even come close. I mean, game two was a fighting chance. But they just suck up there. They just suck in that stadium. And that's the pod.
So yeah, that's the pod. We're good. We'll talk to you guys next week. He's for some seltzer. Yeah. So I agree with a lot of what you said. There are parts of it I don't agree with. I agree with the general feeling of, I am not overreacting this series. Like, I hate it. I think there's a lot of people today who are saying that right there is why they're not going to win the World Series. We saw it. They can't beat the Mets. They always do this in big spots. They're a team that doesn't meet the moment. Like, I don't think that's true. Whether it's cheating, whether it's having something on the pitchers, whether it's most likely, I think what I think is probably the big, like, I think the Phillies just go there and they think they're going to lose. Like, I think they walk into that building and they expect the worst. And you're not going to play well most times, especially in a sport like baseball that's all about confidence and all about seeing the ball. And, you know, you're going to fail anyway. If you're going in expecting to fail, like, that's bad. So I think it's about that building and just the Phillies playing in that building and their vibes and all that. For me, it's not as much that, like, I'm not overreacting to it, because I think the Phillies are really good. Like, I do. I think they're good. They've had a good season. For the most part, they played well. They've beaten good teams, even though they lost to the Mets, whatever. Mm-hmm. I just think it's more that, like, I don't think there's a truly great team in baseball right now. I mean, the Dodgers, I think, have the highest upside as a team. But I just think it, like, you know, it's kind of what we, you know, have talked about all year on and off and started the year. But, like, this series reminded me that, you know what, it's really just going to matter if they hit in October. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
It's it. And they can. They can in October. They might not. We know that we've seen them not hit. But, like, it really, I know it's dumb and it's like there's not much analysis to it, but I really do think, like, they're going to be in the playoffs. If they hit in October, they got a real chance to win. Or it could look like that. Like, that, yeah. It's simple, but I think that people are overreacting, Jack, taking this series and saying, like, because this is all I heard today. You know, all I heard was they can't win the World Series. We just saw why. That was a big moment against a team that they have to show up against, and they didn't. And I just don't think that's the case. I think it's that building just is a house of horrors, and it is what it is.
Yeah, I think the one of the disappointing things from it is, you know, and this is very, it's like such a blanket statement, because
we love good blanket statements.
Oh, here. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. And again, I could be using blanket statement completely wrong. That is on the table. So, you know, we romanticize the 07 to 11 guys, right? Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, they had losing streaks. They had down periods. They weren't, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, they weren't unbelievable all the time.
Yes. Yes.
But the one thing I do feel is, like, there's no way Utley and Rollins and Howard would let that happen over and over and over again up in New York. Like, I wish I felt better about them taking that personally. And I think in game two, they did. I thought they showed up in game two. I thought they were actually, the funny part is that I thought they were actually trying to do a little bit too much. You know, Weston Wilson diving for a ball he had no chance of getting to. Bryce trying to steal a base, which when he gets if he gets it, they're like, oh, there he is trying to do something.
I know he's trying to get in scoring position, but it was unnecessary in that spot. Like, there was no reason to run there.
And, you know, I think they played with a sense of desperation in that game. Yesterday, they kind of just checked out once it was 5-0 or 6-0. But yeah, I just, that's the thing that I do think about with them is that they're so, you know, everything's going to be okay. Just a bad series and let's get back to the bank and everything will be fine. I wish I felt as if that they took a lot of this personally and they were going to come out and take it to a team. That's been the one thing about them that has been kind of annoying over the last.
Disappointing like, too, yeah.
Which is like, it feels like they're always the reactionary ones rather than like taking it to a team. And maybe because that's how they're built. But man, it's really hard. And I've said a couple times, like in this city, in a mocking tone, but like in this city for a team that is our closest rival and a team that we hate and that took you out in the postseason last year to have this feeling that they are just our daddies in a way, like Pedro back in 03, that sucks.
That really sucks.
Now, here is some painting in a positive way, okay, Seltzer? How about this? Because as we do this podcast, we paint things in positive directions.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
That's what we do, yeah.
This is exactly how it felt every time they went to Truist in like 2020, 2021, 2022, yeah, right. 2023. They beat him the postseason 2022.
We all remember the Nick Nelson game, right?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. With Knable in the Knable that got Joe Girardi fired. Joe Girardi fired after he took Kenley Jansen.
Harper homer. Ruining the Harper homer. I'll never get over it.
Yeah, one of the worst moments of all time. But it did lead to Girardi getting fired, so it wasn't that bad of it. I heard Girardi on a call the other day. He's doing Yankees games with
Kay. Really?
And I wanted
to bring everyone in, right? Cohn and O'Neill, and it's just like all those guys do games. It's like, can you pick a guy?
Dude, I wanted to punch my TV all over again. I wanted to punch it again. Yeah. I was like, I can't even hear his voice. He makes me so mad. Anyway, so Truist Park used to be just like this. Now, here's a negative one. They've sucked at Oracle Park for as long as I've been alive out in San Francisco.
Literally,
even the heyday, like the 07 to 11 guys, they struggled out there as well. So another place. This is a big one. 1983. You were alive for it. You remember it well.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
In 1983, they went 1-11 against the Dodgers in the regular season. 1-11. And then beat him in the postseason.
Yeah,
so,
no, it's a good one to pull.
It sucks. It sucks having this feeling. And it, by the way, really seemed like the entire city watched this series, given the reaction to everything.
Unbelievable.
And Mets fans are feeling a little chesty, which I hate.
I had to
Mets
watch
fans.
Game two with a buddy who's a Mets fan. I hadn't seen him in a while. Came over.
I got
the freaking broom emoji from him last night. I'm like, screw you, man. Like, I don't screw you. Like, I couldn't say anything. I couldn't even play all. I couldn't say like we're in first place. Like, I don't care. Like, I couldn't say anything. I felt like an ass, dude. I hate it.
Now, two things that are concerning, though, James. From the standpoint of like, did they just wake up the Mets?
Didn't love
them rolling out the fans rolling out the big microphone thing, making fun of Boehm.
And honestly, like if the situation reversed, we would have been like, those guys are geniuses. That's hilarious. He deserves it. Like, great job, Phillies fans. You crushed it. Like, good job, Mets fans. Like, they owned us. Like, they like, and it's deserved. Like, that was, I mean,
anyone but Boehm. Like, why was he the one that had to complain and create this nonsense and like a 15 minute delay? Like, it was Boehm. It had to be Boehm. It couldn't be anyone else. It had to be that guy who, of course, he's complaining about a freaking thing in center field. Of course. And if he's the one that woke up the Mets, then there's going to be a problem. Like, well, I just, especially, oh my goodness.
Didn't they say the thing had been there since like 2018 or something like that too?
Now, there was one camera angle where it didn't look like there was a glare. Like, we will say that. But at the same time, the Mets are facing a lefty the entire night and didn't complain about it once. Like,
I know. Like,
Bomber, you've grounded into 10,000 double plays in your Phillies tenure. This is, it's not because of a thing in center field.
It is so funny too. You could have, if you could ask every Phillies fan, guess which player will do this thing, like 100% would have said Boehm.
It's always Boehm.
It's going to be Boehm. Cry baby Boehm. He's got it.
And then if I was a Mets player and I was looking for something, some kind of motivation to rally the troops and bring everyone together,
Harper,
I would just put a photo of Bryce Harper wearing Mets gear in the rivalry pack, trying to taunt us and be like, really? Bryce usually has a great feel for the fan base and usually has a great feel for like what looks cool, what doesn't look cool. The rivalry pack is about as big of a swing and a miss that we've seen from old.
Well, it turned out to be one. So I didn't have a problem with it. I know everyone was so mad about it. Like, if he hits two home runs in that game, we're like, this is the coolest thing that a Philly athlete has ever done. We're like the showman and all that stuff. So like, I get it. Look, I think he took a risk and it didn't work out because he didn't play well and he deserves to get crushed for it because that's what he knew. I think he knew if he didn't play well, if they lost, that there was the risk there. But I like it, man. Sports are supposed to be fun. Like, I want freaking Lane Johnson to walk out with two Lombardi trophies to the 50-yard line before they play the Cowboys and just be like, look at this. Hey, you like that? You haven't seen that in a while. Like, I love that kind of stuff. Like, I get it, and I get why people are mad, and I get that, like, he didn't play well, and thus he looks like a doofus. And that's all true. But, like, I'm not going to come in and say that when I saw it in the first place, I had a problem with it because I didn't. I just didn't.
Well, so I am one that I think people have probably known this about me. I get nervous for people I care about. And
Yeah, it's like, you've got so many children out there.
Certainly.
Metaphorical children.
Yes, yes. I do not have a bunch
you
of
You do
children.
Have a couple of real children, but
yes, 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 yes. But there's not a lot of little Fritzes running around. But the help,
right?
Yeah, but the like, you know, very protective of guys. So yeah. When I saw him go out there in that, and all I thought about was like, you better hit a home run and they better win.
I know, you're gonna
get crushed. Because you're right. Like, in one instance, if he does that, maybe it's a spark. Maybe it's like Jimmy Rollins. So if Jimmy Rollins in 2000...
We're the team to beat, man. Like, we're the team to beat.
And if he goes out, doesn't win MVP, they get smoked in the division, then yeah. People are like, wow, J-Roll, why would you do that? Put a target on your back. That's ridiculous. So on one hand, but also like J-Roll was doing that because he believed it.
Yeah.
This was to sell Harper tens, you know what I mean? Like,
do they see if it was for to make money? That's a problem. Like,
well, thought, it's for the Harper 10 collection. That's what
so
it is.
So is that what it's for? So yeah. Yeah, I don't love that as much. That part of it is less good. I'll say that's less good. It's less good. I like the concept of it though. Like, again, I love rivalries.
Sure.
Like, we've talked about so many times. Like, we've talked on WIP all the time about like the rivalries in sports. Like, there isn't that same level of hate. There isn't that same level of venom. And we miss that. Like, that's awesome. That's part of
no one says Dallas sucks
great.
Anymore. You're keeping that alive, pal.
Dallas sucks, man. They suck so much. Like, that's what I'm trying to say, you know? I need the Mets to freaking suck, too, you know?
You still got the sports hate. You still
got
it.
I do, though. I could, but no, I know. We grew up with it. Like, it matters to me. Like, and I want that. I don't love the Harper 10 part. You've swung me. I didn't know that part. That is... That's
he didn't just do it just to do it. I mean,
I thought he did it because it was a fun thing to do. Like,
guys,
I would like to apologize to the listening audience. Changes my take just a little bit.
Can I get one more like boomer old take?
Yes, because that's the funny thing. Yeah, I'm the old guy on the pod. You are much more of the boomer than I am. So go ahead.
And I know he had a great series, and the home run in game two was a moment.
Bader. Oh, what a moment.
What a moment. Felt like a real moment.
It did. It felt like it was like, I literally, Jack, it's been a little while since I threw both my arms up in the air in a Phillies moment. Like, I went like, and Greg was watching with my Mets buddies. I was like, but I literally was like, it went nuts. It was awesome.
It was a big moment. So Jill's still down the shore with the boys, and I'm at the house. We don't have any couches inside, so I have to watch every game outside. And I was, you know, in the borough, I feel like I had to be a little bit quiet. I couldn't like freak out, you know, because the houses are on top of each other. I was like freaking out.
Yeah.
No, I could tell no one could hear me. It was wild. I was like, wow, we can really spread our wings back here. You know, we could be as loud as we want. No one's gonna hear anything. But like, all right. It was a great play. I didn't love the him and Lindor laughing at each other, like, ha ha, like you got me. Like,
it's
my other boomer take is like, I want you to be a killer. You know,
I agree with this.
And I think Bader to his credit, the one thing
we have to say, he did play on that team last year.
I know. But now they're the enemy.
And I agree. I agree. Full stop.
Mm-hmm.
Might be really tight with Lindor. Like, who knows? I get, you know what I mean? I agree. Like, full stop, I agree.
Ultimately, I understand it's not that big of a deal. Yeah. I was in an emotional state as they're about to get swept, and he's smiling when playing patty cake with Lindor because he threw him out at second base.
Well, like, let me ask you a question, because you kind of hit on it before, and I want to put Topper and then like Harper Schwarber together in this from both levels of leadership, because you kind of alluded to that before, saying like what upsets you is that Jimmy and Chase and Ryan would have never let this happen. And that is in a way a shot at Bryce and Schwarber and the leadership on this team. And you were talking before about the mentality of, just a series. I mean, that's Rob Thompson to a T. And I know that he has to say what he has to say to the media. He's going to defend his guys. But like, that is really, I believe, how he looks at things. I believe Rob Thompson looks at that series as like, you know what? No big deal. It was just another series in a regular season. Are you worried about that messaging? And are you worried about the guys at the top, like, leading this thing right?
I do. I'm very curious as to what would ever cause Rob Thompson to panic. Like, does Rob Thompson in traffic ever get annoyed? Or is he just like, hey?
I'm wondering if Rob Thompson in a burning building, like the walls are burning down next, he's like, this is fine meme. He's like the real life, like, representation of, he's sitting in a burning building. All right. He's like, yeah, you know, everything's fine.
I would love to know if there's something that makes Rob Thompson mad. Like, is there anything that he just like slams at desk, like, damn, you know, like raise the blood pressure a little bit, Rob. So yeah, and this is obviously psychoanalyzing a three-game series. Totally understand that. But this is also how they talked last year when things were falling apart, when they were 500 for a long stretch. It was a lot of relax. We got it. And I just wish there was a little bit more of the kick in the ass. And hopefully behind the scenes, that's happening. And I do think a guy like Bader can be the kick in the ass kind of guy. And now that he's playing better, maybe he feels like he has a little bit more cachet. But we've talked about this team a lot. You know, you talk about the stars in the team. I think Trey is a very like
mild-mannered, quiet,
go with the flow. I think he works hard. I think they all work hard, but I feel like it's a lot of like individual work hard in a way. And I think Trey's kind of just go with the flow. Schwarber is consistently just, we're good, you're good, you're a good player. And I think at some points that's important. I think that's a good thing. Harper, we can beg and plead for him to be like the big emotional rah-rah fired up. Reality is that when he's playing well, he's very, very good and very into it, and you like to see the fire. When he's not going very well,
then he's a little sulky. Like, he
kind of gets checked out.
Yeah, you're right.
JT is steadfast, do his own thing. You know, he's actually like Utley. I mean, I think he's like Utley and he's not like Dutch, because Dutch, you know, police the clubhouse in a way.
Dutch, yeah, exactly.
But I think JT's stoic. Cassianos is in.
I agree with you.
Cassianos is in outer space.
Dude,
I don't
think
know.
You are nailing all of these. Like, this is really good points here. I agree with you, and I think it might matter. It's a really good point, dude.
Cassianos is in outer space. We don't know where he is. Like,
and also one of the worst players in baseball. It's just hard to be a leader when you're playing that bad. Like, it just is.
Boom. No shot. Stott, I think a quiet guy. Like, that's. When things are going like this, who is someone to grab it,
rally the troops.
Yeah, yeah, grab it by the stones and say, we got to stop letting this happen. And I know it's putting so much on a guy that's been here for 3 weeks in Harrison Bader, but I think
a lot. Yeah.
But I think he could be that guy. Like, he was with the Mets last year. Yeah. He was on the 22 Yankees team that I don't barely even know what they did, but he had 5 home runs in that postseason.
He's played in the playoffs. He's been in big games. He's been in big spots.
And he has an edge to him. Like, he has I think the right level of, you know, don't bleep with me kind of attitude in a way. And I think he could be someone that walks in tonight and says, let's figure it out. Like, this is enough of this. So, like, my one fear.
And again, just to hammer it home, that is such a, and if he does, wow, it's a hard spot for a guy who's only been here a couple of weeks to go into a locker room of guys he doesn't know as well and doesn't have the relationship with and be like, yo, get your heads out of your asses. Like, that's tough.
And again, this is psychoanalyzing a play late in the game. But there was a ball that Castellanos could have camped under, right?
Oh, last night, and Bader took it away from him.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's...
Bader took it away from him. You're
and I
right
like
about
that.
Cassie was like, I did too. I noticed that. Like, Bader went right in front of him and just took that ball away.
Because I don't think Bader cares. I really don't. And I don't think he cares. I think he is a do whatever it takes to kind of win kind of guy. So same guy. And I think that my fear, because we don't know this, you don't know this, but my fear with the leadership with the Phillies is that it's a lot of just like do it your own, like control what you can control as your as an individual rather than a rallying, get together, bang, here we go. And maybe Bader can be the one to have the tough conversations.
It's a fascinating thought, and I totally agree with you. I think you nailed it, and I think that is, you know, and again, going back to the statement I said before, like, they absolutely can win the World Series this year. I mean, they are talented enough. They are set up well enough. Like, they can win the World Series, but this is one of my biggest concerns with the team heading into the playoffs. Like, we can talk about the on-field stuff and, you know, 4 through 9 and who's going to step up and can they get by without Wheeler and all that stuff. But I think from an off-the-field perspective, I think this kind of leadership void and how it plays itself out when this team is struggling, I think is a real potential Achilles for this team. Like, a potential thing that could be their downfall if they can't find a way to, you know, respond in these situations, you know?
Yeah, but and again, I do think they will. Like, I'd be surprised if they go out and lay down against the Braves this weekend. And
they have already. I mean, the Wheelers thing, they responded to that. Like, we said it at the time, like, they're going to have bad series. Like, it's just that it was this one in New York against...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This team after last season that amplifies it and magnifies it. But we said after that Mariners series, we're like, hey, it's not just like they're going to freaking run through the playoffs. And it's, you know, like it's about responding again and picking yourself back up after this.
Yeah, I guess my one thing is like I do feel like when the going does get tough that sometimes they have a propensity to check out. And
give Elliot Shore Parks credit, but he said that they're a bit of a front running team, and they are a little bit. Like, I know, I don't want to.
No.
But like
he's right. So giddy too. Like he's so happy.
He says
so
it with happiness, and that's
he can't wait to tweet out because he knows I'm looking. He knows I have his notifications on.
He
gets thrilled.
Or
he's so happy when they lose.
He'll text to our thread, and he'll do a little. But I thought this, or I was told this, or whatever.
Yeah. And it's like, whenever, him and Giglio. I mean, Giglio, absolutely adorable move the other day with the divisions over thing.
I mean, let me just tell you, it is rare that I think that something that like someone says on the radio like sticks in a way where like I think people will truly blame that person if it happens. If the Phillies lose the division, I think people will truly blame Giglio. Like, I think that moment will be forever.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And guess who's number one? Guess who's number one blaming him? Me. I will blame him every single day of my life. The aggressive.
It was so unnecessary. It was so unnecessary.
No. And it was like, oh, let's see how much I can mess with Jack and James in the High Hopes community. Let's see how much that we can just screw with them. No time for screwing around. All right. We got a freaking division to win. And I got to deal with this nonsense because you want to get a cute little opinion out there. I hate it. Hate every second of it. I wanted to drive to the studio from the beach and strangle him. I really did. Not today. Because, of course, they were going to get swept after that. So many bad omens. Bone complaining about the double play. The Harper rivalry pack. Giglio saying the division's over. How are they supposed to win that series? How are they supposed to win a game? So, I don't know. It's horrible. I hate that play so much.
One other thing on Topper before I move on from that. And I know this has been kind of a theme with him that he's not really a come-out-of-the-dugout kind of manager, like it seems. But did you have a problem with him not coming out for Lizardo at that spot when Lizardo's walking off the field and, wake up, this is the minor leagues, gets tossed. Now I know he's getting taken out of the game, but he got tossed. Do you, like, look,
well,
I get
it. Was he on the mound? He's making.
He was walking off the mound. Yeah,
no,
he's on the mound, but like, yeah, but then go talk to him. You're out there already. My point is, at no point does it feel like Topper ever goes out in these situations and gets his guys' backs. Like, I don't know. Like, if I'm Lizardo, wouldn't you appreciate it if Topper got up in there with you and was like, kind of, it just feels like he never does. And I know they get tossed for it and all that stuff, but like, maybe you toss once. I don't know. This is not a big complaint. This is absolutely a nitpicky thing that I'm doing here, but it just feels like it's a lot of times where I feel the manager should go out and talk to an umpire in a situation for his player. And he never does. It feels like.
Yeah, and it's actually one of the things that I think has happened in a lot of baseball is I feel like these guys never get tossed from games. They are way more like, well, maybe they are the fines.
I think Major League Baseball has behind the scenes, like, I think they don't want managers arguing. They made it very clear, like, they've set the rules up where I think you get, like, tossed if you come out to argue balls and strikes at all, right? Is it automatic tossing or whatever now? Like, they've got all these rules set up.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, almost cursed. Is bleeping stupid? Like, does baseball not get one of the things that people love about their sport? Like, it's so dumb. But I just, I get that the rules are set up that way. It just feels like he never does it.
No, I know. And when he does, it's like he gets a standing ovation leaving the field, and it's like, what is this? I do appreciate a good lip reading BS from Rob Thompson. He's got a strong BS. Like, when he says BS, he means it. He means it. It's a serious one. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't feel it in the moment. I just did it. I thought, you know,
I think it was the compounding of them. You know, it just feel like it's never, he's never going
to. Well, the first inning, I was actually, if there was time to do it, I thought it was in the first inning when Soto stepped out.
Oh, well, that too. That was another spot. You're right. Both times. And Lizardo was heated. He walked up, talked to the ump, should have come out. Which, by the way,
he could have got tossed, by the way, in the first inning.
And by the way, was 100%, not to argue necessarily, but was 100% correct. Like, he was absolutely in his windup when he granted time. Like, that was crazy that he got time.
And so that's the one thing about this series that I did appreciate is I did think that there was passion. Like, I thought that there were some guys who were really into it.
Deuce, Bader, like, we had dudes.
So there was some of it. It wasn't good enough. And the thing that sucks is that it really does feel like it's such uphill climbing at that place where, like, even when you get a little bit of momentum, you're waiting for the other shoe to kind of drop.
They were up in game one. It was like 3-0. It's like, oh, we're getting
in game one.
13-2. They're up in game two. Yeah, I mean, I was sitting there the entire time just waiting for the shoe to drop.
Yeah, it's not a fun place to be in as a fan, James. No, it's not a fun place to be in as a fan at all.
I freaking hate it, dude. I freaking hate it. One more question about the series. I'm going to take bag. And I don't put much in it, but, and again, who knows with the Mets in that ballpark, but, like, you know, big spot for Sanchi going in to start the series.
Mm-hmm.
He's never been the ace before. And I think he's going to be fine. I just think he's too good a pitcher and all that. But, like, it is an added thing. Like, he's the one. He's getting the ball in the first game of a series in the playoffs. Were you at all concerned that he didn't deal in that kind of first big spot as the one?
Second big spot. It did dominate the Mariners.
You did. The first you're right. One after you're right. A... You're right. After the injury. So I guess that counts too. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, not really. I thought it was surprising, I guess. It was surprising. And this is where I kind of wonder about if the Mets had tells on them and that it was frustrating the Phillies pitchers, because I've never seen Sanchez react like that. And you never see Lizardo act like that, where they're both kind of freaking out on the mound. So, yeah. Sanchez will be fine. I actually think it was more, he just could not find a feel for his changeup all night long. Like,
which he talked about after the game. He said that. And if it's not working, he's not going to be the same pitcher, obviously.
No, he's pulling his fastball all over the place. So, I think it's one to monitor, right? You know, down the stretch, like, can we trust him? But I also think he doesn't scream to me as someone that is super fazed by situations like that, so not too concerned about it, but it's definitely one to monitor as we head down the stretch run.
All right, it's good to take back.
All right, well, listen, they got Cal Quantrill and Bryce Elder the first two nights in the Braves series at home.
Oh, great.
Let's go do a job.
Could we? But yeah, like, I'd almost rather be facing, like, Chris Sale and whoever.
Well, he's Saturday. Like, he's Saturday.
All right, yeah. I just feel like they're gonna, like, it's. I feel like the guys who we don't expect them to hit, we expect them to hit, they're just not going to. But after this year, real quick, by the way.
Well, Elder was the one on the mound when they won like 15-1.
That's true. Real quick, I forgot to ask this before we moved on. The Nolan McLean, and they're bringing up Jonah Tong today, ooh, too. Who's?
Yeah.
Have you seen his numbers?
Tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. Yes. But have you seen his numbers? I mean.
Oh, Jonah Tong's
like
sick. Yeah.
It's like 179 strikeouts, like 113 innings or something. He's been insane. Like a 1-something ERA. Forget Jonah Tong. Forget Nolan McLean. The Painter part of it. I know it's because of injury and stuff, but, like, does it bother you at all? Just because I heard people saying it, I get it. And, like, we've talked about where we're at Painter, you know, we get it. Injury. I'm not concerned long-term and all that, but does it, like, bug you a little bit seeing Noah McClain deal for them and knowing Jonah Tong's coming up and he's the same age as Andrew freaking Painter? Like, does it bother you at all?
Well, definitely watching McClain.
People talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, it's been discussed.
Well, watching McClain was definitely like, hey, this would be this would be fun to have a young pitcher just come up and shove. He's pretty sick, man.
He's nasty.
I watched some of him. He pitched against Painter up in Syracuse early this year, and I watched a lot of it. I forget which Philly took him yard. Maybe it was Kemp. Maybe it was one of those guys. And I was like, maybe when it gets to the big leagues, he'll have problems. He hasn't. It's power stuff. It's that moves, that whatever that sweeper is, it holds its plane for a really long time.
And then it shoots out like it's a great pitch, man.
Yep. I mean, listen, he's going to be a problem. Tong, I think Tong's going to be really good. I just with his mechanics are so funky. I do.
It looks
wonder
like his
about,
arm's going to fly off his body. He's like one of those like Lincecum. Like if he reminds you not the actual windup, but like the little guy, lots of pressure on the arm. It feels like it's all arm when he's throwing.
Yeah, so I wonder, but I also wonder about command with him. Like, is he going to be able to command the ball enough at the big league level, or is it going to be like five innings and four walks? Is that a Jonah Tong outing? So he's got pretty sick stuff, but we'll kind of see with that. McClain really seems like the real deal. I mean, smooth mechanics, 97, power sweeper. You know, that was a pretty big spot for him last night. He went shove city. So they might have found every six, seven years they find some sick starter that's going to come up and be awesome. It felt a little like early Harvey last night watching him. Yeah. I was like, this is what Matt Harvey was like when Matt Harvey came up.
So
going from where their starting staff was, you know, if Manaea was hurt and Montas was horrible and Sanga was hurt, so all of a sudden, you know, Sanga's back. I don't think he was great on Monday night, but he's back and pitching his way into being healthy. And then you have McClain, and then you have, you know, like there's some semblance of a staff. Also, it's just frustrating seeing them named as the number one farm system in baseball, and the Phillies were 21. Which
were
again,
they named number one? Wow.
By Kylie, yeah. I don't. Again, they might be. I don't think the Phillies are the 21st ranked farm. Like they, I don't think they should be. But regardless, seems like the Mets
got
they figured out some things with the farm system as well.
David Cern's pretty good at his job, huh?
Yeah. Well, but again, he's. Helsley's been horrible. Cedric Mullins is a part-time player. It was so nice, dude. I'm ripping Helsley.
I know.
And then when they didn't score, like when Stockton didn't score, they didn't get home from third. I was like, nah. Yep. That's not good.
We should probably mention Duran real quick too, because we were talking about something. The fact that he hasn't looked the same since he got hit. You know, obviously two out of three outings have been bad. Do you attribute anything to that?
Yeah, well, I think it could be the ankle, because the thing that it looks like to me is maybe he's dealing with a little bit of an inability to push off of it and get his stuff down. So I think the splinker's been up a little bit. And again, you know, when he can't finish on it, maybe it's not as good of a pitch and it's easier to hit. Seems like he's one of those guys where the four seamer is 102, but sometimes it's a little flat and easier to square up. So, yeah, Helsley's very beeline, but I guess I can't get too concerned about Duran, because he's got what, the fourth highest save percentage in the history of baseball, you know, by minimum qualified pitchers. I do think maybe the ankle is still affecting him, even though he said he's fine. Maybe he's a little spooked from getting hit in the ankle. I mean,
that's possible too. You're right. If he's tenuous at all.
His season and maybe another year flash before his eyes, because maybe he had a broken foot and maybe he's a little scarred from that. I don't know. You know, I thought the National Series, the last game, it was like a bunch of bull crap hits. I mean,
yeah, no, the Mets
like straight down the lines. The Mets besides the Beatty one, which was incredibly annoying. Which was,
and also, I mean, shout out to Kruk. Kruk called it out on the broadcast. He was like, why is Trey standing there? Like, what? Like, why is he not deeper in the hole? You know, they have a wide open hole there for him to shoot it through, and he did.
I just had such a vision of Duran going up to New York and, like, striking fear in every single Mets fan's hearts of, like, oh, bleep, they have that guy at the end of the games now? Mm-hmm. And that did not happen, which is crushing. Especially because Diaz just went dominated.
Was awesome. Like, credit where due. He was awesome. He was awesome.
Yeah. That, now, I do think Duran's strikeout rate is not great for what his stuff is. So
it's only like 27% or something like that, right? Yeah. Like, he bats find him more than you would think is the point.
So that could be a problem, but we'll see. We'll see.
All right, back to
the... Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back.
Big Nola start tonight. Oh, come on. You got the stopper on the mound. A marquee game against the Braves. Come on. Whoa, we're fine. We're fine. It would be nice to get the $172 million.
Cal Quantrill, correct?
Cal Quantrill, who feels like they face four times a year.
For a guy who hasn't pitched that long in the majors, I feel like we've faced Cal Quantrill 100 times already.
All the time. Poor one out for Joe Ross. Joe Ross is no longer here, but Romano, don't you worry.
He's on the team. Don't worry.
He said he expects to pitch again this year.
Did he really? I didn't see that, buddy.
Come on, man. Come on. Let me tell you, get excited. Yeah, the middle finger inflammation. The jokes write themselves with that. They couldn't have said just any other finger besides the middle finger.
I mean, it felt like they were giving us a middle finger with the comment, right? It was like, haha, here you go.
Well, the obvious, easy joke of like, hey, we all have middle finger inflammation watching him pitch.
There we go.
So he's still here. And you know that when he struck out Lindor and Soto in back-to-back at-bats, flashing 97, they were like, I don't know.
Yes.
Might have given up something.
8 runs prior. Five runs.
Is Romano cooking? Oh, actually, do you think that he saw Joe Ross get DFA'd and was like, damn it.
Like, I think
there's a part of Romano that I think is like, please, like, just let me go.
Can't imagine he wants to take them out of Philly, right? Like, maybe on the road, but I can't imagine it. It won't go well.
Let me go. I don't want it. It's been horrible.
I will say, did you notice I was incredibly disappointed with the outing? And also, like, Topper bringing him into a 3-run game, like, that bothered me. Like, I've said on this pod before, 10 runs one way or the other is the only way Romano was getting into a game for me at that point. It's a 3-run game in New York in a game that mattered. It was like, all right, he was a good seeding. Like, whatever. Like, there are many issues with Topper this weekend, that or this week. That one bothered me, but we didn't even get the Romano, you know, celebration or whatever you want to call it. He didn't even do the down on his knees and the upset thing after the home. He just stood there.
Yeah.
You're going to give up a huge home run like that. At least give us the comedy.
Make it funny.
Yes. He just
Make
stood
it funny.
There. I was so disappointed. I was like, all right, well, if that's going to happen, at least pan to him. And
at least
give
be
the,
funny.
The hands on the knees and he's crouched over like he just, you know, got shot.
How'd that happen again? Like, always sitting there like, how? Again? Really?
It's like, he just got punched in the stomach and he's like doubling over. Like, I need
yes,
it. If I'm going to get
I want.
I'm going to have to. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway.
And then final thing, shout out to a PSAC legend.
Oh, Lou Trevino.
Yep. Slippery Rock University. I thought he was
definitely been part of Perfect Deadlines in the past. It's always fun when they bring in a Perfect Deadline guy, maybe a little past his prime. But it's always fun.
He looked all right last night, up to 97. Had a little slider, a little changeup. Interesting. Who could forget? Threw a no hitter against the 2013 Bloomsburg Huskies.
No,
so
forget it.
I don't know how
was
he could.
What was it like watching him throw it that day? Was this stuff just off the charts for a high school kid? Were you like,
college, but yes.
I know. Oh yeah, college Bloomsburg. I meant, dude, when you watch him, were you like, this kid has a chance to go to the main? Like, did you know watching him?
So what I remember was thinking, we pitch in the same league. That's like, you know what I mean? I'm sitting
yeah,
there.
Totally, like, we are different things, you and me, my friend.
I'm like, hold on. I got warm the old arm up. Here's 82. Here's 82 on the outside corner with some sink. This guy's throwing 93. You kidding? Like, we're supposed to be on the same league? So, yeah. Yeah, that was the same way watching Mesa. So Tim Mesa pitched at Millersville, and he obviously made the big leagues. He's pitched forever. He was the one that allowed Judge's record-breaking home run.
Yeah, 60 seconds.
Who could forget? But yes, the Trevino no-hitter. I remember, like, by the third inning, it was, we have no chance. There's a 0% chance we are hitting him today. He's disgusting, and we're not used to this in the PSAC. I know it's the SEC of Division II baseball, which many
Obviously.
People talk about.
Yes.
But that was a little bit different. A little jarring. Little jarring. St. Lou Trevino in college.
I'll bet, buddy. I'll bet. So we ended up doing 40 extra minutes after we ended the pod. So that's good.
I know. So it's all good. It's all good. Would hate it.
Fine.
I know often I'm one to say we live with a split. I won't live with a split. Please give me three or four.
Please
give me 3 or 4. Just nip this whole thing in the bud. Calm down all the well, nothing's gonna really calm down because now people are just gonna say nothing matters until the postseason, which in a way is right. Like that's the thing that sucks about the series is if they went out and took 2 or 3, there's like so much positive momentum about the team.
Totally. And so much negative momentum for the Mets too. Yeah. Like it is really the flip. You mentioned it before, but it really is. Like you kind of shot one team one way and the other team another, and it doesn't have to stay that way, but that's what it feels like coming out of the series.
And now it's dead. Although that 4-game set here is going to be massive.
Big. Yeah. I think that's September, like 15. Oh no, the Dodgers are 15, 16, 17, but somewhere around there. So
well,
you got a Dodgers series too. So
you got the Brewers and Eagles game week next week, which
Brewers
is
next week, dude. Brewers is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and next week.
So the schedule at the beginning of September is pretty hard. But then by the end, they have like nine. The last nine are pretty good. Like I think there's Twins, Nationals, and then I forget what they close it out with. I think there's a Marlins series.
Yeah, Marlins,
there.
Yeah, because they have Marlins again for sure.
Yeah, so there's a Marlins series in there. So that could be a spot where it's get rightable in the last nine games.
Which would be good.
Tough sledding these next like 3 weeks with games.
Should be fun.
Oh, yeah, come on, man.
Ah, da.
Da, man. We're fine.
All right. 3 of 4. Sunday night baseball leading into Labor Day. So
dude, what am I, crazy? Signing books Sunday at the ballpark.
Oh my goodness. Dude, of all the things you almost don't mention.
What an idiot.
Go at the ballpark on Sunday. Get
5:30 to 7.
All right. That check that out. We'll hear about it on the pod on Monday. I'm sure we'll find some time on Labor Day. Late night Sunday. Who knows? We'll figure it out.
Late night seltzer. Wow.
We'll see. I don't have to work on Monday. So we'll see what happens. We certainly will not be recording a pod if they don't win 3 of 4. At least.
We'll never record a podcast again.
We'll be back Sunday night or Monday. Until then, use Fritz and Seltzer.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.